It's been a busy few weeks for the State Gaming Commission, with heightened competition from Connecticut casinos, the downsizing of the planned casino by MGM in Springfield, and the ongoing discussions about the possible regulation of fantasy sports betting. The commission has a lot on its plate. We asked Gaming Commission Chairman Steve Crosby to talk about it, starting with the Springfield Casino. Crosby says while the commission did not anticipate a new Connecticut casino so close to the Springfield Casino, it did expect some sort of response.
Whether it was simply a vast increase in their advertising or a big increase in their incentives, you knew there was going to be a competitive response. Furthermore, the casino in Connecticut is a long way from happening. There's a court case that suggests that this may not be fair, may not be legitimate under the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution.
MGM Resorts in Springfield wants to cut the size of its casino in that city by 14%, also pushing back the opening date by a year, all testing the nerves of city officials in Springfield. You've said the Gaming Commission's first priority is to be deferential to the reaction of the host community, in this case Springfield. What's that mean, and can the Gaming Commission prohibit these design changes, the shrinkage of the Springfield casino?
Our law pretty much mandates that the host community plays a very significant role. One of the things we have to do is try to follow the lead of our host communities as best we can, assuming it's consistent with our own law. So in this case, we will watch to see what Springfield says about these changes, and if they're okay with the changes, then we will be predisposed to be okay with them also. If they are not, the same thing is true. We do have the authority to prohibit those changes if we want to.
Okay, next subject. The business practices of the Boston-based fantasy sports betting site DraftKings and its rival FanDuel. The Gaming Commission is set to discuss some of the implications of these businesses at your next public meeting. What is it you want to examine? And do you think Massachusetts deserves more revenue than it's getting from these growing companies?
Well, on the latter case, whether Massachusetts deserves revenue or not, that's something we haven't looked at, we haven't thought about, and I don't have an opinion on at this point. We were actually asked by the Speaker of the House, by the President of the Senate, and the Governor of the Commonwealth to give some advice. We have had a tremendous amount of experience on the issues involved with introducing a new gambling industry to the Commonwealth, thinking through the issues and whether or not entities like a DraftKings should be licensed. If they should be licensed, what should be the criteria? How should an industry like this be regulated? How do you deal with problem gambling? These are all issues that we have been wrestling with now for 3.5 years. So I think we can give advice. Now, we are not a decision maker. The decision makers are the governor and the legislature. But I do believe that we can give some constructive advice.
For example?
Well, problem gambling. How do you introduce protections into this particular form of gambling or near gambling to give people who are starting to get a little hot under the collar and getting a little in trouble, how do you introduce conditions that will slow them down? Similarly with the licensing process, you know, should these folks be licensed? If it's going to be legal in Massachusetts, should you have to be licensed? And if you should be licensed, what should the criteria be?
In your view, is fantasy sports betting gambling?
Gambling is a term of art, not a science term. There are gaming establishments, which is defined in the law. There is the word game, which is defined in the law. They all have different subtleties and nuances, different implications. Frankly, I don't think the real question is whether under today's law, fantasy sports are legal, technically or not. I think the real question is, does the Commonwealth of Massachusetts want fantasy sports to be legal? The legislature can make it legal or illegal. It's a little bit academic. That's really the question that I think we have to answer.
State Gaming Commission Chairman Stephen Crosby, thanks a lot for the conversation this morning on all these topics.
My pleasure. I appreciate your having the time.